the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our lesson is the pericope just read. It is at least possible that God had call and assignment days in view. Indeed, perhaps the history of the whole church's ministry, when he saw to it that the Corinthian correspondence was included in the canon. Imagine, if you can for a moment, having received your vicarage placement or looking forward to that day, or having opened your call documents and scanning the district president's description of your new call. The parish to which you have been called is urban. Its economy is very prosperous. There are good artistic and athletic facilities nearby. A jogging path is just down the street. There's easy access to travel routes. But then the document goes on and begins describing the parish, and the tone dramatically changes. This congregation is badly divided into strong factions revolving around strong personalities in the parish. There is a serious charismatic problem. Indeed, many people are claiming for themselves access to gifts that preempt the body as a whole. There's also been a recent and scandalous case of immorality, widely publicized, to be specific, incest. In addition, not a few members, because they've failed to get along with one another, and because the church has failed to solve their mutual problems, have begun taking their cause to pagan courts and are presently involved in litigation. Worship life also is marked by irregularities. In fact, the circuit counselor reports that at the last Eucharistic service, a number of the members overindulged and became drunk with the wine that attended the celebration. And if all this weren't enough, a group within the church has already heard of your assignment and is out busy warning the peoples about all the troubles they can expect from a Fort Wayne graduate. Such a constellation of characteristics makes your call look very good indeed, does it not? I doubt if any of our vicars or if any of our candidates would exchange this parish for theirs. Indeed, I doubt if the district presidents or the seminary placement officers would have accepted a request for a vicar or candidate from Corinth. And yet, Paul had received this call, and he had gone and fought the good fight of faith. And what we meet in this apostolic service is a paradigm for your ministry and mine throughout every age of the church. Today's text lays before us a Pauline perspective that had within it the resources to face a parish like that. For Paul sets up a sharp juxtaposition. He says that on the one hand, he will judge no one anymore by what many translations say are worldly standards, kata sarka. Paul has been delivered from that entrapment into standards that his foes were attacking him with. And the second letter of Corinthians bristles with the words of his opponents. They had said, St. Paul, why receive him as the apostle? For after all, you know, he writes these well-polished and even powerful letters. But when you see him in the flesh, he's a great disappointment. After all, we have people who can spellbind you with good Corinthian rhetoric. And we have these spiritual charismatics who can astound you with their revelation. Paul came to that parish and refused that perspective. His language sets up another world, kata Christo. He roots his ministry in that work of Christ accomplished on the cross. He says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ, Dia Christu, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. For God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Kata sarka, according to the flesh, even St. Paul would have refused such a call. But kata Christo, according to Christ's work on Calvary, the apostle went to serve with conviction and with a form that imitated the new reality. He stresses in his rebuttal of the foes, not that he can bring in more converts by his rhetoric, not that he can out-administrate them, not that he can in some way imitate their conjugation of power, but he argues against their whole vocabulary by saying, we are ambassadors, we are announcers of a reconciliation already accomplished. And that accomplishment took place in the humble, lowly, cruciform line that led to Calvary. And so he points to his humble circumstance, to his ministry, as a reflection of that paradigm that the Lord himself established in serving his kingdom and his disciples. The Pauline perspective, kata Christo, liberates us from all kind of false pastoral agendas. We are suddenly free to root our ministry in the person and work of Christ and know that our announcement of his accomplishment, his perfect reconciliation for even such people as who dwelt at Corinth, or who dwell in the corners of Christendom today, that office is a high and a noble office, not because it's visited by such prestige, but because it communicates and it's a device that our Lord uses to display his own person and work. Flee the heady 20th century success syndrome. Daily look at your people from the cross of Calvary, and whatever problems arise, be they ever so severe, you will have God's means to meet them, word and sacrament, the humble, yes, but also the power of baptism, Lord's Supper, and God's holy word will sustain you and give you that confidence that goes beyond any earthly success. One simple illustration might call this right down to earth. I remember very well Mrs. Ethel Kennedy, who literally lived in a shack by a railroad track. And it was my privilege to take her Holy Communion once a month for some 4 years. In that act, I felt as though Christ's kingdom were being displayed with all the authenticity of Easter Sunday morning in the grandest celebration of Easter's victory when some 800 would be in church on a Sunday morning. We should know that Christ's kingdom is such that one sinner's repentance causes great joy in heaven, great rejoicing, and there's nothing greater than that. Dear friends, as you look forward to, or as you now go to those calls, go confidently, kata Christo, prepared to share his reconciliation, and happy to meet anything that comes kata sarka, according to this world. For our Lord himself has told us, be not afraid of this world, for I have overcome this world. Amen.